Hello, Mrs. Denham. It's good to see you. Involved in solving any murders today? Barbara, the affable dining room hostess, asked as Kat walked over to her. Barbara's allusion to murder brought back the memory of when Kat discovered the body of her then-editor, Nancy Jennings, and Kat was forced to find the murderer before she became the next victim. Being the author of steamy romance novels written under the pen name of Sexy Sissy, at first had been a liability when the local residents of her small Kansas college town discovered that Kat and Sexy Sissy were one and the same. However, it all seemed to change when she succeeded in catching the murderer who had killed Nancy Jennings. Once that happened, things began to return to normal. Even her daughter, Lacey, had accepted the fact her mother was the very successful Sexy Sissy. It didn't seem to have affected her relationship with the handsome district attorney, who was more than happy to spend time with someone who wrote sexy novels. She smiled wryly at his ongoing suggestion that their relationship should move on to the next stage. Widowed in her 50s, and having been out of the dating scene for a long time, she wasn't sure just how that was supposed to happen. He always laughed when they talked about her books, and he constantly reminded her that anyone with her imagination, if that's what it was, should have no problem taking their relationship to the next level. The answer to your question, Barbara, is a resounding no. And believe me, I'm glad to be able to say that. I'm meeting Mitzi Green for lunch. Is she here yet? She got here a few minutes ago. She's at the table at the far end of the dining room. I didn't think you'd want to sit at or near that dining room table where the whole mystery of the Jennings murder began, so I decided to put you there. Thanks, Barbara. That was very thoughtful. I appreciate it, and you're absolutely right. I really would prefer to forget that whole experience. See you later. Here's today's menu. I need to seat the group that just walked in, Barbara said as she handed Kat a menu. Kat threaded her way through the maze of tables in the dining room, glad that Mitzi had thought to make a reservation. For some reason, Mondays at the country club were always busy, and today was no different. She saw Mitzi waving to her and smiling broadly as Kat approached at the table. Mitzi stood up, and Kat gave her a big hug, and then she sat down across from her. When she saw the champagne-filled glass in front of her place setting, Kat asked, "How did you know?" "Know what?" Mitzi asked. "That I finished my 10th book early this morning and dropped it off at my editor's home on the way here." "Why, isn't that what we're celebrating?" "Well, we certainly can celebrate that, but it wasn't why I wanted to meet you for lunch today. There's something else I'd like to celebrate," Mitzi answered with a smile. "Other than the fact that we're probably celebrating your loss of the last 10 pounds you've been trying to lose for the last year, I'm clueless." Mitzi picked up her champagne flute and said, "Kat, please pick yours up." "Okay, here goes. I'm getting married. I'd like you to be my matron of honor. Will you?"